Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
We get a people! What they want.
Tom Brady on Sunday, yesterday, announces that he is going to come back and join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We will get to that, but we start the show with a game that I was in the building for. Right across the river. The Nets and the Knicks. Comes down to the wire, but it was Kevin Durant. 53 points. Jalen, what do you think of the easy money sniper yesterday?
So it was a game of ebbs and flows, actually. As you know, because you were in the building as a Daisy Knicks fan, you just won't admit it. And so, like, the Nets started off just dusting the Knicks, and then they started to come back.
It was like 13-2.
Absolutely. And shout to the young fella, Sims. He was giving them quality minutes up front.
Yep.
With some physicality and some.
Finished in crunch time over Mitchell Robinson.
And so R.J. Barrett made some plays, Randall made some plays. But then all of a sudden, you started to look closer at the game, and you started to marvel at the greatness that is the easy money sniper.
Telling you.
And how he gets buckets. So that's a catch and shoot off of a down screen, going over one shoulder. That's a pull up off a Hezzy off the left-hand dribble. That's a right-hand dribble over the top of the defense. This is a catch and shoot down over the inside shoulder. After they were double teaming him for 6 or 7 straight possessions, he was gonna drive baseline and pull up away from the triple team and probably make it like he did it earlier in the game, but he fumbled and lost the ball. He kicked it back out and was patient and relied on the offense, got the down screen. R.J. Barrett fell asleep. He curls and knocks down a three.
Big three. They were doubling him just off the catch.
Come on now. Like, that's locked in. You see what I'm saying? And when people start talking about like greatest scorers in the history of the game, that's what gets you in the conversation as one of the people who have led the league in scoring 4 times, like Allen Iverson and Michael Jordan. And it's just dynamic to watch how once he gets going, it's incredible the shot-making ability that he has for his height and as his ball-handling ability as well.
You're watching the game. And you can tell Tibbs calls timeout. He's just like, whatever happens, if Kevin Durant has the basketball, we're going to double team him. Like, it was just like, if anyone's going to beat us, it's not going to be Kevin Durant. Even with those double teams, as you mentioned, he would pass out of the double and then reset and get the ball again and score.
And the thing that we know about KD is he a gym rat and he pay attention to the landscape of the league. And he know that Kyrie was out, Ben Simmons hasn't played, Curry was out. You see LeBron put up a couple of 50s. Jason Tatum just put 50 on the Nets. And so KD came out, took more shots than he's ever taken in his career. He was really aggressive.
He really was.
And that level of aggression and that dominance over the Knicks in this what was like the Knicks trying to take back the city last year as the 4th seed is now just become a laughable thing because one of these teams are play-in worthy to the point where the teams at the top are looking at like, we don't really want to face the Nets. And then the Knicks are looking at the player like, please, can we get in?
Ain't happening.
After getting bounced unceremoniously last year by the Hawks.
Well, you mentioned that Kyrie wasn't playing. But like myself, he was in the building.
Did you say what's up to him?
Courtside with no mask on. And here's what KD had to say about that after the game.
It's ridiculous. Like, I don't understand it at all. I mean, there's a few people in our arena that's unvaxxed, right? Like, they lifted all of that in our arena, right? So I don't get it. At this point now, somebody's trying to make a statement or a point to flex their authority. But, you know, everybody out here looking for attention, and that's what I feel like the mayor wants right now, some attention, you know.
So this is nuanced, right? This is very nuanced, but it does feel funny that Kyrie can sit next to the court without a mask on, but can't play in the game.
Want some, get some, bad enough, take some. I like the fact that it's better half. She's like, I'm wearing a mask.
I'm wearing a mask, yeah.
So I don't know whatever's happening. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm going to do. And so, but I'm going to ride with you. You know what I'm saying? But either way, in all honesty, like, I want everybody to be able to separate church and state as KD marvels the jacket and the fit of his guy Kyrie. And I love their kinship, their friendship, their handshakes, and all of that. And by the way, I could show you a picture 10 years ago in Las Vegas. The Jalen Rose Leadership Academy students got a chance to meet both of those guys. And for me to now see them play on the same team and have their friendship the way it's grown is crazy. But let me just talk about what KD said at the press conference. So these rules were implemented before this mayor got elected.
Mm-hmm.
Also, under these rules, around 1,300 working officials in the New York City metropolitan state area have been either let go or fired or laid off or whatever or disciplined based on this mandate. You can't now change or lift this mandate for one basketball player to try to help them win a championship. That right there, KD, is actually what would be clout chasing in a lot of ways. But for the overall circumstance, in theory, if KD wants Kyrie to play basketball games, he probably could look at Kyrie and say, hey, if you got vaccinated, then you can play these basketball games.
All season.
And this is what I want to say, everybody. Like, if you're vaccinated, don't act like you're cheerleading for the person that isn't vaccinated, like they're raging against the system. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's hypocritical. You know what I'm saying? And that brings more confusion into it. And KD is right. The nuance of Kyrie not being able to play, but being able to be in attendance for the Duke game and the Nets game while not wearing a mask and still being able to go in the locker room at halftime, but not being able to participate at a home game, yes. But when hasn't politics and things like that nature been tricky for us? Like,
of course.
It is.
Yes.
But since that is the rule, how can we change it?
Get vaccinated. That'd be one way to change it.
Or just not playing home games.
That's what he's doing.
And so I respect his right to not get vaccinated.
It's his choice.
And to choose not to play in home games. And he's still getting 50. He's still getting 50% of his salary taking that stance.
Well, all I know is this. If I'm the number one or number two seed, and I worked hard to get 50-something
wins. Donna Summer worked hard for the money.
And then I have to play the Nets in the first round. That seems unfair, too. That also seems unfair. But we will see how the playoffs shape up as we get towards the end of the season. But that was just the first of a doubleheader on ABC. Second game was good, too. It was the Mavs against the Celtics, and it came down to a big shot from a former Net. Spencer Dinwiddie, who was traded from the Wizards to the Mavs, had an opportunity to knock down a big three. And what did he do, Jalen Rose?
So put down this game that I'm giving. So like a backup quarterback. So say you have a dual threat quarterback like a Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
His backup got to be a dual threat in case something happens to
Huntley.
Him. Right? He can't be like a stationary target in the pocket because then you have to do two separate things when your guy gets injured. When you have a Hall of Fame point guard at Jason Kidd that was a big guard, he's going to put the ball in Luka's hands first, second, third, fourth, and fifth and allow him to operate. But Luka can't initiate the offense all of the time. So now you bring in another big guard who's a version of Luka who can kind of do some of the same things, get his own shot out the dribble, be a primary ball handler when Luka's not on the ball,
yep,
or if Luka's not in the game or if Luka's injured. That's something that if Porzingis, for example, was still on the team, he couldn't substitute for Luka. And he wasn't a true 1-2. And he wasn't reliable health-wise. So now you move him, you bring in Spencer, and now all of a sudden you got another productive player that can make plays at the end of the game. And shout out to Robert Woods, Time Lord, who been doing a terrific job of
Robert Williams,
contesting at the rim and blocking shots and doing things of that nature defensively. And the Celtics, as you know, been the best defensive team since the beginning of the year, but so have the Mavs.
I was about to say, like, we talk about the Mavs offense so much, but one thing that doesn't get talked about is their defense. You see the score?
Correct.
95-92. Like, these are two great defensive teams, and I didn't expect the Mavs to be in the position that they're in now. And also, when you look at the standings, Celtics four games out. That three seed looks real nice when you look at the matchups.
It does. And those teams between two and five, Like, they're about to be jockeying for a position.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the MVP race getting divided in there between Giannis and Embiid. Embiid plays against the Joker tonight. Also, that's going to be a big game going towards the MVP race. So it's a lot of great storylines in the NBA right now.
Well, another thing that happened yesterday in Boston, KG's...
The big ticket!
...was retired. Jalen, I know you watched this one. We had the big three from Boston there in attendance. What do you think about the ceremony celebrating?
I was happy for KG. Well-deserved. And I want people to understand something. The term big ticket is a duality. It's a player that when you paid to watch him play, he was going to show up. That's where the term comes from. It just so happened that he got so much bread out of high school that got attached to it as well as the big ticket when he got his 125. And so guarded multiple positions, five positions on a lot of nights, was a long-range two-point shooter, played with intangibles, intensity, and champion. He got his number retired with the Celtics. He will get it retired with the Minnesota Timberwolves and well-deserved.
So intense. He was intense during his retirement ceremony. Like, Jalen, when you played against him, were you ever just like, chill out, dude?
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Spitting all in my face, guarding me. That's what used to make me mad, to be honest. Like, why are you guarding me, dog? You know what I'm saying? Guard a power forward or a center. Why are you guarding me? You know what I'm saying? Let me live. I can't even see. This dude jumping up in my face, arms everywhere, breathing on me. But KG was a beast, man. I was happy to see the big three back. Shout out to my brother, Paul Pierce, the Truth, and Ray Allen. You know, see those guys in the same place at the same time in harmony. You know, they accomplished so much together. And it's great to see those brothers, you know, make amends with each other.
Because there is so much discussion about these three not seeing eye to eye and Ray Allen going to Miami. It was so great to see that he got on a flight to celebrate Kevin.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. And, I mean, that Celtic team, while they did get one, I mean, like, they were knocking on the door for a couple of more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they had some injuries against Orlando. I believe KG got injured yep. 1 year. But, yeah, they did get that one.
They did get that one, and it was a big one. Jalen Rose, we have some big news. Tom Brady.
Here's the story of a man named Brady.
The story continues. Tom Brady is back in Tampa for the Bucks. We'll discuss that right after
this. I got to ask you something about being busy with three kids of his own.
Okay.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Jardiance.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Doubleheader NBA on ESPN, special Monday night edition, 7:30. Two MVP candidates go head-to-head, Jokic and Embiid. And then in the nightcap, another MVP candidate, Giannis Antetokounmpo, travels to Utah to take on Donovan Mitchell and the Jazz. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17, the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, Jalen Rose. Not only are we back, Tom Brady's back. Sunday,
here's a story.
Took to social media.
Of a man named Brady.
Said he doesn't want to be in the stands. He wants to be on the field.
With three boys.
And he's coming back for his 23rd season with Tampa Bay. What are your expectations for this Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I want to ask you this.
Okay.
The number 40 has changed a lot in my life. From E40 water to 40 ounces to Tom Brady being in his 40s and being retired 40 days. And I must ask you. You're a great husband, a great dad.
Oh, thanks.
What happened to Tom Brady when he decided that he wanted to be at home with the wife and kids 24/7?
He retired and he wanted to spend time with his family. And then he spent some time with his family and said, you know what? I kind of like going to work. That's how I feel. You spent enough time with the three kids, you realize that getting chased by 300-pound linemen isn't as bad as having to do all the meals and the snacks and the dressing.
Exactly. And in all seriousness, no. Led the league in passing. Led the league in touchdowns.
No reason to retire.
Has a great opportunity in Tampa Bay. They rolling out the red carpet for him, allowing them to make roster choices. I mean, I believe, like, the A.B., situation became a distraction for them last year. I also want to give the opponent credit because they just weren't the best team and they lost, and it's hard to be back-to-back champions in the NFL. But however, if they could try now with this timing to bring as many of their guys back as possible and add to where their shortcomings are, in particular, you want to bring back Fournette. Obviously, Gronk was balling. Yep. What's going to happen with Jarvis Landry? He ain't going to be in Cleveland anymore. Make it add him to the AD spot, AB spot. But either way, having Tom Brady back is your anchor to now go for it. And I'm happy to see the goal return.
You made a great point. Led the league in passing. Doesn't sound like someone who should retire. If you led the league in scoring, would you retire the next year?
Hold on. You know what? I just heard something. What's Cha-ching, that? You hear that? Kirk Cousins got another contract.
Yep. Kirk Cousins got another contract.
He getting them checks, Kirk Cousins. You know what I'm saying?
For Kirk Cousins.
Exactly.
The NFC is wide open. The AFC is popular with a lot of good quarterbacks. The NFC, you got the Niners, you got the Packers, you got, you know, the Rams, obviously, and you've got the Buccaneers and not much else. Wish Tom Brady the best, and it's always fun to have him in the league. It's always fun. It's better to have him on the field than in the stands.
No question.
And I'm so happy about that.
No question.
Moving on, Jalen Rose. Another future Hall of Famer who's doing it in the late stages of his career.
Doing it.
LeBron James and the Lakers. Of course, they got waxed by the Suns, but he became the only player in NBA history with over 30,000 points, 10,000 assists, and 10,000 rebounds.
I see that stat be used, and wow, like an all-time triple-double. Like, literally, that's how I see that, like 10,000 points, rebounds, and assists. But it isn't as attractive when you put 10,000 points. To me, it should say 30,000
points. That's why I said 30,000.
You know what I mean? Like, it just don't look as attractive. But either way, it's a phenomenal feat. And it just shows to his all-time greatness, his versatility, his durability, his intellect, his ability to pass people open, anticipate rebounds, improve as a scorer. And the thing that has allowed a LeBron to be such a terrific scorer at this advanced age is that right there. His ability to shoot that three ball.
Yep.
That's been a game changer for him, no doubt about it. So congratulations to the King. Continue to put on and show us great.
Do you know what it feels like to me? It feels like LeBron is looking around his team in the standings in the Western Conference and saying, you know what? This isn't going to be the year where I win another championship. But you know what? This is going to be the year where I do? I'm going to get some buckets. I'm going to try to lead the league in scoring. I'm going to try to catch Kareem. And I'm not going to take that many games off. I'm not going to shut it down. I'm going to play this out, and maybe we can make the playoffs. We will see. Jalen. Some interesting events in tennis. Naomi Osaka had an incident in which she was heckled, and we'll play that for you and what she said to the crowd afterwards.
Younger opponents was super happy about that.
Oh, I just heard.
Well, Naomi Osaka. Then after this incident of being heckled, she spoke to the crowd. She thanked the crowd, and she said that she remembers the Williams sisters being heckled as well. Now, she has famously been very upfront about her mental health issues. What do you think about this incident?
As a fan, I love her. And the thing I appreciate is her vulnerability to be so very young, to be so very talented, but yet tapped into your own emotions enough to share them with us. As somebody that was famous young, I had struggles with that. Mm. And as you see Venus and Serena situation play out, I remember their dad, King Richard, protecting them in interviews. I remember somebody asking, you know, Venus a question and she giving an answer and the person doubling down on the question. And he like, didn't you just hear her answer? And so they got heckled. In particular, I believe Serena got heckled at Indian Wells, and that forced both of them, Venus and Serena, to not go to that tournament for over a decade. So she talked about it, and I saw her do the interview post-game live when it happened, actually. And she was talking about how she saw those YouTube videos going into this, and for some reason, and it's just innate in human nature. Whatever you take in sometimes is going to be a part of our psyche. And so she said she thought about that as she was then being heckled. And obviously it hurt her feelings and it made her disappointing. So I'm rooting for her. When you're a public figure, when you're an athlete, you're going to get cheers from the crowd. You're going to get jeers from the crowd. But I like the way a gentleman who was talking about to her afterwards said, yeah, you did have one person heckling you, but you had 9,999 exactly. other people cheering for
and
you.
And I also like
and
the
we're
fact
cheering for you
that
too.
She thanked the crowd as well because mm-hmm. she knows that was just one very vocal person. Jalen, we've still got a lot to discuss from this busy weekend in sports, and we'll do that right after this very short break.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon, presented by WebEx.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is tournament time, and we are in the middle of the Tournament Challenge Marathon presented by WebEx. Download the Tournament Challenge app to fill out your brackets. We're going to do it too. Maybe there'll be a Jalen and Jacoby bracket. Jalen.
Hail to the victors.
There was a little concern.
No concern.
I was concerned. After Michigan got bounced in the Big Ten tournament, I said they might not even make the tournament. Now they are an 11 seed that no one wants to see, Mr. Rose.
The bottom line is get in, put on your dancing shoes, and anything can happen, baby. And we got veteran guard play with Jones, fifth-year senior transfer. We have Brooks, who's played more games in a Michigan uniform than anybody. We have Houston, our sniper three-point shooter. We have Hunter down low, the big fella. We got the freshman, Diabaste. He's going to be dunking on people, hanging on the rim. We're going to be just fine. In Indianapolis, first game, I believe, is against Colorado State.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to take each opponent one game at a time. I am not worried about my Wolverines.
I'm anticipating
a long run
in
this year's NCAA tournament.
Jalen.
What up?
Just before this segment, you said, I'm going to go to the game. There might only be one game for Michigan this year.
Stop it. Come on.
You said it yourself. You said the game.
One game at a time, dog. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at each weekend as two-game series. You want to play
okay.
Three two-game series. That's all we focused on. We locked in right now to the one game.
When it's March and I see the maize and blue on the hardwood, it just brings me back to when I first was exposed to Jalen Anthony Rose and the Fab Five, the most influential, recognizable college team
Thank
of
you,
all
sir.
Time.
Thank you,
Do you
brother.
Ever just reminisce around this time of year?
I do, especially when I'm about to catch this off the rim and bang, bang!
Yeah!
Single street. You know what I mean? Ball head, black shoes, black socks, long shorts. Throw the lob or something.
Look how slow
Runner,
you are.
Floater, low game, low game.
God, man.
Big
I
guard.
Love that team so
I
much.
I love this time. One shiny moment.
Well, Jalen, I'll be rooting for the Wolverines. Just like I was rooting for the Wolverines
One
when you were on the
shiny
Wolverines.
Moment.
We'll be back tomorrow, ESPN 2 at 4
for the
p.m.
One shiny moment.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon presented by WebEx. Tip-off is coming. Download the app now.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
I'm sure you saw this. The Thunder and the Grizzlies both come out to play the game in white uniforms.
Yep, in my white tee.
How's
yep,
that happen?
In my white tee. Yep.
How's that happen? How's that happen?
I slang in my white tee. I bang in my white tee. Simple fix. No harm, no foul. I mean, you see it on the elite level and it's an NBA game and you like how that happens. But if you really think about it, teams have multiple uniforms now.
I think they have to like the equipment managers talk before the game and
yeah.
Wear alternates or whatever.
But how many times you been watching the game? Like I was just watching Michigan play at Ohio State and we had on our gold uniforms. I was like we at home? I was like, and so that, no big deal. But here's what I want to say about Oklahoma City. SGA been balling this year.
Well.
And Giddy been balling too.
Yes. That every time I watch them play.
Josh Giddy.
There's at least two players
SGA,
on the floor I've never heard of.
And so like, you know, this is the tastemaker show. We're going to go deeper into the box score and talk about players like Halliburton, even though the Kings fans get mad at us. You know what I'm saying?
They were so mad. Sacramento hated us for like 24 hours.
I just saw Kevin Johnson. He helped y'all keep y'all team. But in all honesty, the same uniform thing, but no big deal. No big deal. So many things happen in the world of sports and entertainment right now.
First of all, Tana Talk 4 is out. I spent all weekend listening to Benny the
Butcher. The Butcher coming!
I spent all weekend
the
listening
Butcher
to
coming.
Benny the Butcher. It was a big Benny. Me
too.
And Benny had it, spent the weekend together.
Me too.
It was great.
Weekend at Benny's.
Weekend at Benny's. Weekend at Benny's. Tana Talk 4 is out. Make
you know
sure
what I'm saying?
That. But our senior Bills analyst.
Our senior Bills analyst.
Yeah.
You know he's going to come on this week, but I have to say this. 10 more commandments? Is that how we doing it, Benny?
I did.
Seriously?
I did.
Primo on the beat?
Mm-hmm.
With the just like the sucker MCs, boom, bap.
Love it.
You know what I mean? 10 more commandments?
There's sometimes.
You know how brilliant that is?
Because I'm old.
And how dope you got to be to even pull that off?
To try that? Just to have the gumption to even just think of it, to do it.
Come on, and get Puff on the song? You see what I'm like? Hey, man.
You know you have bars when Puff co-signs the 10 more commandments.
Hey, man. And I just got to say two other things. And I'm going to ask Benny about this week.
He coming on the show this week?
Bojack, Boldy James. He got next. And I'm going to tell y'all somebody else that got next. Stove God Cooks.
I think he's on the first track in the album, right?
He got next.
I think he's
that the is my first track God. In the album. I can't even lie. I listened to Cocaine Cologne like 50 straight times.
When we were in
on Reasonable Drought,
Buffalo, and they had that concert, and it seemed like everyone affiliated with Griselda took the stage and at least had like 16. They were deep. There's dozens of rappers, and everyone was better than the next one. I was really impressed with that. They are deep. They are deep, the Griselda Records crew.
And shout out to West Side Gun. Shout out to Conway the Machine. And by the way, let's just talk about Benny. He got J. Cole on there. West Side Gun. Stove God Cooks.
Diddy,
Boldy James.
Great album. It's a great album.
I can't lie. It made me feel like, man, if I didn't play basketball, man, I should have tried. I should have tried it.
Jalen, hold on. Because you, one of the things I respect about you, one of the things I love about you, is you've never recorded a verse. You've never written a rhyme. You're like, this is not what I do. You know what I mean? This is not what I do. It's not for me. I'm not even going to try. That, you know, it's just so many athletes. They have their, you know, I'm going to get the crib. I'm going to turn this into my recording studio in the basement. How many athletes do you know have recording studios in their home?
Everybody but me.
And one of the things I loved about you is you respected the art form so much that you refused to do that yourself.
I know.
And here you are, 10 years into the show, after establishing this, you violated it.
Yeah, don't like, when you hear Griselda make you feel like, man, I should have been in the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Shouldn't have been in the kitchen.
I mean, just jokes. Been on the basketball court. Just jokes. They're just jokes. You know what I'm saying? Go cop Benny the Butcher's new album, Tana Talk 4. Got to get our Bills correspondent on this week. Shout out to the Griselda family. So many things happening in sports, but I got to point something out to you, Jacoby.
Please do.
There's an undercurrent to the whole Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady stuff. They figured this media thing out. Do y'all think it's a coincidence that Tom Brady dropped the news about him returning on Selection Sunday? It's not an accident. First and foremost.
So why would he do that?
You ever heard of a news dump? What is a news dump?
It's when you do something late on a Friday so people forget about it by Monday. So it's like a news dump. You gotta put some sort of information out there, but you put it in a place where it won't get talked about.
He did just the opposite. He dropped it on a Sunday night when it's Selection Sunday, knowing we're going to talk about it all week. He did the exact same thing. That's media 101. And by the way, let me say something about Aaron Rodgers, too. I was always watching how he was going about getting his bread, and I'm not mad at him. But I am mad at the fact that he ain't helping Devontae Adams get his. See, I've been watching that. And so you go get your 200, but then you think I'm going to be on a franchise tag. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Apparently they're far apart in negotiations, Devontae Adams and the Green Bay Packers.
I bet they are. So how do you think he feels? That his quarterback, we ain't got his bread. I thought we was like Mike and Pip. Oh, we are like Mike and Pip. Mike got his bread and Pip didn't.
It's interesting. The Tom Brady stuff is interesting. And we've covered that in the show. And of course, we'll get back to it. But the NFC is wide open. AFC is crowded. AFC is very crowded.
Speaking of crowds, Kyler Murray put the Cardinals back on his bio.
Yep.
On social. They're back dating again.
They're dating again.
They're accepting each other's FaceTimes again.
How's Countdown this weekend, bud?
Countdown was excellent. You know, 7-day work weeks, Jacoby. You know, J&J Monday through Friday, Countdown Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, it's get a chance to work with Greeny and Wilbon, the legend, Stephen A., talking our talk. But the main thing that we got into this weekend was about, like, Sixers getting waxed by the Nets. I know you saw that.
Of course I saw that.
So what are your thoughts?
I wanted to have a show. We didn't have a show on Friday.
That's why I'm like,
I want to come in and have a show.
What are your thoughts?
Well, Kyrie Irving, not known as a defensive stopper, but when he wants to, when he is motivated, do you know what it reminded me of? This is a great example.
Can I write it down?
This is a great example.
Can I write down what you're about to say? Or what you're about to compare it to? Okay.
Versus battle between Dipset and the Locks.
Okay.
I feel like Philly was Dipset. You know what I mean? They're like, we got the hits. We got all the talent. We won this before we even stepped in the building.
I like what you did there.
You know? And then the Locks, that was the Nets, motivated, focused, hungry.
Already top five DOA.
And then early on, just like Dipset Locks, because we were in the building. We felt it. We didn't just watch it.
We felt
early on, early. There was an energy.
Early.
There was an energy discrepancy between Dipset and the Locks, and there was an energy discrepancy between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets. And a lot of that was established early with the defensive intensity in which they attacked James Harden. James Harden was like, this is difficult. This is difficult. I don't like things that are difficult. This looks like work. I'm just gonna pack it in.
I like what you did there.
That's what it seemed like to me.
And so we'll make Kyrie Styles P the ghost.
Okay.
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 And we're gonna make KD Jada just for this example.
That's fair.
Right? And he's the one, even though Kyrie signed first, and then they brought on James, KD's the one that need this to work. Because he left the Splash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
He need this to work.
It hasn't worked thus far.
Right. And so, as I compare him to Jada, how about this? Before the versus battle, just like before KD came back to play against the Sixers, I'm pretty sure he was like, I'm about to go to work on them. Like, James, he don't understand. Like, I'm Iceberg Slim shooting trades from the suburbs. He don't know what they getting into. What did I tell you that I heard about Jada Kids before that versus battle?
It was great. We were just got inside the venue. It was Jada is in, I believe the quote was, you got a text that said Jada's in unique form.
He's
is that
in
what
rare
it is?
Form.
Rare form. That's what it was. Rare form. And I didn't really know what that means, but you had a look in your face that you knew what it meant, and we saw what it meant when he came out in his Kermit the Frog green outfit. He got shorts on. It was a while ago, huh?
I done been to 150 Lock shows. I looked at David Jacoby. I looked down at my phone. I looked at Jacoby. At first, I wasn't going to say nothing because it is a versus battle, and I didn't want to violate the trust of somebody that was texting me. But I wanted to see when they was coming.
You didn't tweet it.
I know. I wanted to see when they were coming, too, because we got there before they did. And I was like, when y'all getting here, da-da-da? He's like, we waiting on Kiss, da-da-da. I'm like, so everything good? Like kissing, rare form.
Rare form.
I was like, woo. And David Jacoby's just right. And they came out, and we loved, shout to Capo.
Love Dipset.
Dipset.
Came on the
Killer.
Show.
Killer Cam. Check out that picture of me and Cam. Cam had his Pink Panther fur on. I had my brown fur on. Doing it in Chi-Town. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jewels.
Where are all these old clothes that you used to have?
I have.
Does that fur exist?
Yeah, I still have it.
Is there like a warehouse somewhere
of
old Jalen Rose clothes?
I have it. Anything you ever see me with, old jewels, old coats, I still have it. And I just can't fit it. So I realized, like, I got these alpaca fur, like, coats. Like, you've probably seen Diddy rock them on, like, little pea coats with alpaca on them. But we was wearing things oversized then.
That's right.
So like the coat is like, it's so big, I can't even rock them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to give these away, but I can't
give
them.
There's no humans out there.
Yeah, right, exactly. Only Shaq is the only person that can wear it.
Yeah.
I have to donate those to Shaq.
Well,
but it's a lot of stuff to talk about.
I want
to
talk about the Nets.
What about Kanye? Yeah. There's so much.
Okay, let's talk about Kanye for a second.
Let's have an adult Kanye conversation.
Here's what I don't like, right? This is Chief Keef. Here's what I don't like. Pete Davidson and Kanye go back and forth on text, and Pete Davidson's on some, let's not do this through social media, come meet me at my hotel, let's talk like men, there's kids involved, this is important, right? And he says all the right things, Pete Davidson does. However, how did I find out about this private conversation? From social media. So him saying, we should do this privately, let's handle this man-to-man outside of the public eye, those words go to the public eye. Because someone in Pete Davidson screenshotted that, sent it to someone, and they put him online. So it's
was it his side that posted it?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like, all right, dude, if you're really serious about doing things privately, if you're really serious, not concerned about public opinion, if you're really serious talking about taking care of kids and that's your priority, then do the private things in private. And I don't want to find out that you want to do it privately, but you say it publicly.
We'll be back tomorrow with another dope pot of Step 2. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people time.